This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, there's nothing like a hideous pandemic to reaffirm some things that we always knew. The communists are terrible. Our establishment is terrible. Our media is terrible. Democrats are terrible. Never Trumpers are terrible. Conspiracy theorists gonna theorize. Let's start at the top. Let's start with the bat soup slurping version of Bernie Sanders' favorite ideology, the Red Chinese. They have a bizarre fetish for gobbling up pangolins and other appalling foods, and this led to this outbreak, as if eating weird stuff was ever going to lead to anything good. And then there's their secrecy and ineptitude and general commie incompetence led to it getting all out of control. And now they're blaming America for it, as if Trump went over to the Far East and started stuffing rodents, marsupials, and varmints down their gullets. Turns out that the Chinese and their slave labor fake capitalism were just too attractive to our globalist betters, who decided it would be super smart to outsource all sorts of necessary stuff to a committed enemy of the United States. But then at heart, the lick-spittle Wall Street types and the Bain Brigade, starring the likes of Mitt Romney, don't truly believe that America still exists in a Westphalian nation-state paradigm. Because after all, doesn't everyone from everywhere get along so swimmingly over cocktails and crudites in Davos? So when the Chi-Com started sounding off maybe not letting us have any of the drugs we need, we dug a little bit deeper and found out that the Bush, Clinton, Bush again, Obama-era geniuses who kept telling us how smart they are, letting America transfer our drug-making, mass-making, and all sorts of stuff we really need making to our enemy. When I was a kid, one of the phrases we would use was a smooth move, X-Lax, except X-Lax is probably now made in Wuhan, and that's a problem considering what our establishment is so manifestly full of. So now we have Chinese officials and official Chinese newspapers claiming that the U.S. Army created and spread the Chinese coronavirus, which is ridiculous because today's army is focused on important tasks like Transgender Diversity Day awareness, training stand-downs, and making sure that drill sergeants aren't mean to the puffy new recruits. But our garbage media, sorry, garbage, since you were at least useful at one point, is eager to parrot the Peking line. So blaming the Chi-Coms for the Chi-Coms' failure is now xenophobic. According to the memo that obviously circulated among those dummies and super smart people who talk to you at airports like Frito Cuomo and, you know, that special pal of everybody out there, Don Lemon. We're also not supposed to say where this disease came from because it promotes unease among the masses of the population that insist on imbibing the creepy crawlies. And after all, you knew what kind of things some of these people put in their mouths. You might think less of the persons doing that because, you know, you should. So I submit that any individual who wishes to dine on a dugong, a dolphin, or dog should be thought less of. Key Democrats weighed in on this important issue. AOC announced that not eating Chinese food is racist, but she did not confront the fact that eating General Tso's chicken is militarist. She needs to get more woke, I guess. Not senile. Joe needs to be woken up. His big speech about his big virus plan focused on us not being racist by accurately pointing out the disease's origins, which seems like a super important consideration to the people hacking their lungs out. So I guess I should stop referring to it as woking pneumonia. You know what? Instead of that, I think I'll just do whatever I want. How about that? The Democrats' shiny new meme was that Donald Trump wasted the time China bought us with its dissembling and incompetence. What was Trump doing all of this time, you might ask? Well, he was dealing with being impeached for allegedly seeking an explanation about why the exotic dancer diddling and wacky dust-inhaling scion of the presumptive Democrat nominee was getting paid off to the tune of $83,000 a month by foreign corruptocrats. But at least Hoover Biden's safe. If that virus wanders into his nostrils, it'll OD harder than a pal of Democrat Andrew Gillum at a wedding after party. And who wants to bet that the Democrats are less concerned about their up-and-comer being caught wasted in a hotel room with a couple of muscular dudes and some sacks of meth than with his obvious failure to practice his social distancing? So Trump is responsible for the government's alleged botching of the test kit thing. The answer is, of course, to give all power over health care to the government because reasons. And are you serious? Now, if you aren't tested and show symptoms, you should self-quarantine. And if you are tested and come out positive, you should self-quarantine. So if you're showing symptoms but test negative, you should go cough on people and lick door handles. I'm not real sure the lack of testing is key to stopping this pandemic. Maybe staying away from other people if you have some loathsome infection is. And no one does staying away from other people and having some loathsome infection better than the Never Trumpers. If there was one thing the friendless Trump derangement syndrome sufferers understand, it's isolation. Ahoy, mateys. No more cruises for you. You scurvy vermin. These are a bunch of invertebrate losers, and they weighed in. Most of them sure know from weighing or on the latest developments, pronouncing that this is the thing that finally gets Trump. You know, they've already, embarrassed themselves enough. But here we go again. This thing from China is going to take Trump down. They wet themselves with glee at the 2K Dow panic sell-off, and then they got upset, and then they started vomiting in despair when the 2K Dow rallied. And there's a theme there, and it's going to go up and down while this is happening. It's going to go up and down. The Chinese coronavirus pandemic, like Trump himself, has the amazing ability to cause the mask to fall and the truth to come out. Communists and our establishment and the media and the Democrats and the Never-Trumpers have managed to all make fools of themselves. You can Wuhan it to them. And then there's the conspiracy theorists, which I have been made aware of. I know this isn't sexy to say this, but the simple fact of the matter is that this is due to diet in China, in the Hubei province, in this particular case. That's what it boils down to. It wasn't made in a super secret weapons lab in North Carolina. I have seen so much stuff about this today. Bill Gates is involved to some degree. But when you look for it, I mean, even if you look out there for a conspiracy theory, you can't find that one. I just don't understand. I mean, we can't even depend on conspiracy theories anymore. Oh, well. The problem solves itself, doesn't it? If the conspiracy theory does not take off, that obviously is not a very good conspiracy theory. That's just my thoughts on it. That's all. You know, I'm pretty simple. Occam's razor all the way. That's me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You need check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's not just canned goods and toilet paper that people are stocking up on as cases of COVID-19, commonly known as the Wuhan virus or the Chinese coronavirus, are on the rise in the United States. About 10 days ago, I went to a local gun store and bought 1,000 rounds of 115-grain 9mm. I paid $179 for the case for the 1,000 rounds. Today, I bought 1,000 rounds of 124-grain. I had to look very hard to find them. I knew the person I was buying them from, and, it was a good... I was glad to have it, and it had gone up by about $100 for the case. Supply and demand, if you will. I went to two different gun stores today, too, and one gun store just had people streaming in there, buying ammo, looking for a gun, looking for something for self-defense. All of them, most of them looking for handguns. Surprisingly, not as many people looking for shotguns, because I haven't heard about a run on shotgun ammo, but, you know, there's that. But then, all of that being said, the second gun store I went to, where I did get the ammo, there's a lady that came in there, and she didn't know how much ammo she needed to buy. She had a gun with one magazine that held 14 rounds. And so the young man behind the counter made the recommendation she buy one little box of self-defense ammo and some stuff that she could shoot to practice with. And she asked how much she needed if this was going to be one of those things, which I don't know exactly what that meant. Prior to her, I saw a young Asian man in there. He didn't speak very good English. He did pass the background check. He was buying a gun and ammo. He bought a Glock 19. He did not know how it operated. And here's this young fellow that works at the store trying to explain to somebody who doesn't really understand English all that well how a semi-automatic firearm works. In California, specifically in the L.A. metro area, a lot of people were scared because there were a lot of other people in line trying to get into a California gun store to go buy a gun. It's like, and in California where they don't really, see, this is the thing I don't understand about California. California is, as a state, especially L.A., as a city, should be the most prepared city in these United States, because one day they're going to have an earthquake. The city fathers know this. The city planners know this. Anybody with any real foresight knows this. And when that happens, it's going to be so bad they projected that people are going to be without services for about 4 weeks. That means no cops, no water, no electricity. You're on your own. And yet in California, people are looking at people in lines at gun shops saying, your gun isn't going to save you from coronavirus. Another one said, oh, OMG, this is real. Now I'm scared. I've seen a few posts like this now. This is scary. People were driving by gun shops, and there was people just in line coming straight out the door. Culver City, L.A., wherever. People also made some snide comments on how the dumb gun owners are going to try to shoot the virus. Which, once again, in L.A., given their other history, which was the L.A. riots of the 90s, the private citizens that had firearms, a la the Korean shop owners, they were a sea of unburnt buildings surrounded by a bunch of burned-down buildings. Because they took up arms, they got on the top floor, they got on the ground, and they faced the riders. We have a firsthand example here of how that would work. And here's the thing. People are buying guns and ammo to protect themselves in the case of situation within the country devolves into something similar to Italy and China. Because right now, see, in Wuhan, they don't have grocery store shortages. They have more debts. I mean, if there should be a panic anywhere, you would think it might be Wuhan. But it's sort of winding itself down now. But the older people of L.A., they remember the civil unrest in 1992. And they remember when it began, the police pulled back. In Baltimore, when the riots began, the police pulled back. The Asian American community took care of themselves. And here's the thing. I don't want to see this country reach that point. Nobody should want to. And at the same time, I'm not worried about being sorry. I'm going to be safe. I am going to be safe. I have enough contingency in place to where, you know, we could repel quite a little bit here where I live. But it's not what I'm leaning into. It's not what I want. And it's disturbing to see how there are many people who would mock others who are thinking about defending themselves from those who did not prepare or those who are willing to take advantage of others. Because that's what it comes down to. Those that are not preparing, those that are not prepared, are going to go out into the streets if things do go really sideways, and they're going to be going at people that have prepared, expecting them to give up what they put in place. And nobody's going to do that willingly. And it's just as unfortunate for those who have to buy guns now, especially in California with a K, where they have to jump through the many hoops the state has put in front of them. This is opening a whole bunch of eyes. There is a silver lining to this. Right now, for example, the left doesn't want anybody to homeschool, except now everybody's saying you should homeschool. And there's other things going along like this. And hopefully, for the people that are getting out there trying to buy a gun and find out in California where you got to wait 10 days and, you know, you got to pass a background check for ammo. When the background check goes down, you can't even get ammo. Maybe they'll look at who they're voting for a change. But here we go. Here we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with tourism executives whose businesses are being hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're profoundly grateful to all of the companies and organizations here today representing tens of thousands of American workers.
Hotel CEOs told Trump that millions of workers are at risk around the world. One executive said he's been doing this for decades and this crisis is worse than anything he's seen before. Wall Street is liking what it heard regarding an economic stimulus package. The Dow gained 1,049 points to close at 21,237. Now, as far as what we can expect in that stimulus package, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
payments to small businesses, loan guarantees to critical industries such as airlines and hotels, and the stimulus package to the American worker.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the home of the Reformation line, Providence, of the militia line of rifles. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Have you ever seen the original, well, I don't know if it's the original or not. Have you ever seen the War of the Worlds? They came out in the 50s or the 60s, I can't remember when it came out. Where they try everything, they do everything they can to try to beat this this group of Martian conquerors that are there, that are blowing everything up, taking advantage of everything, destroying everything they see. And then in the end, it's bacteria that gets them. Remember that? Politically now, for decades, leftists have blamed all actual or potentially harmful events on global warming. They then justify their political initiatives, from socialism to open borders to abortion, as a reasonable response to climate change. But since the Chinese virus appeared on the scene, world's leftists have sort of fallen silent about global warming. That silence may have to become permanent because it seems that coronavirus hates the heat. People have speculated that the coronavirus, like most viruses, prefers cold, dry weather to warm, wet weather. And indeed, that common knowledge is what led the president to say he believed the coronavirus would start retreating in April. Which I live in the upstate of South Carolina, where the humidity is gigantic and the heat is worse, and boom, going to be gone. Going to be gone. Two studies indicate that Trump's instincts may be correct. Four Chinese professors who studied the coronavirus's spread in China concluded that it does retreat in the face of warmer, wetter weather. Their paper investigates how air temperature and humidity influence the transmission of COVID-19. And after estimating the serial interval of COVID-19 from 150 pairs of the virus carriers and the infected, they calculated the daily effective reproductive number, R, for each of all 100 Chinese cities with more than 40 cases. Using the daily R values from January 21st to 23rd as a proxy of non-intervened transmission intensity, they found under a linear regression, I can't believe that I'm reading this report because this is really out of my wheelhouse. They found a linear regression framework for 100 Chinese cities, high temperatures and high relative humidity, significantly reduced the transmission of COVID-19, respectively, even after controlling for population density and GDP per capita of cities. 1 degree of Celsius increase in temperature and 1% increase in relative humidity lowers the R standard by 0.0383 and 0.0224, respectively. And this result is consistent with the fact that the high temperature and the high humidity significantly reduces the transmission of influenza. It indicates that the arrival of summer and a rainy season in the northern hemisphere can effectively reduce the transmission of the COVID-19. Then there's another study that came out from the University of Maryland that hypothesizes that this exists, the virus exists along a very narrow latitude. And it's amazing, it's crazy to look at the, you know, the map when you're looking at it. And from this we get this. We examine climate data from cities with significant community spread of COVID-19 using ERA-5 reanalysis and compared to areas that were either not affected or do not have significant community spread. To date, coronavirus 2019, COVID-19, caused by SARS-CoV-2 has established significant community spread in cities and regions along a narrow east-west distribution roughly along the 30 to 50 degree north corridor, and consistently similar weather patterns consisting of average temperatures of 5 to 11 degrees centigrade, combined with a low specific and absolute humidity. There's been a lack of significant community establishment in expected locations that are based only on population proximity and extensive population interaction through travel. When you look at the map, and you're looking at the dark area of the map, well, you begin to see what's going on. You begin to see what's going on. So theoretically, if we want to protect ourselves from coronavirus, that means everybody has to back away from all this climate change nonsense that everybody's been making. The Manhattan Contrarian spells out the practical effects of this conclusion. Number one, immediately give up using reusable tote bags and go for single-use plastic grocery bags. And those reusable tote bags pick up germs and spread them all over the place for days. You need bags that you can use once and get rid of immediately before they infect you and everybody around you. John Tierney has a scoop in the New York Post. Researchers have been warning for years about the risks of these reusable bags spreading deadly viral and bacterial diseases, but public officials have ignored their concerns, determined to eliminate single-use bags and other plastic products despite their obvious advantages in reducing the spread of pathogens. Yeah. Rubber gloves, nobody reuses them. Tierney had plenty more details at this study, including citations to articles in scientific journals. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Then, to the extent you must travel around, avoid planes, trains, and buses. automobiles are okay. Those could be filled with carriers of the virus. Instead, go by yourself in an automobile. Carpool? Forget about that. How do you know that your companion is not infected? It's one person per car for the duration. You can crank up the thermostat. Researchers in China have determined that the coronavirus spreads most successfully at 8.72 degrees Celsius. That's about 48 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it slows progressively the warmer it gets. So, yeah. It's completely global. In the back of my car, because I shop at Trader Joe's, and I shop at Aldi, and I shop at Lidl. And all of those stores. Now, Trader Joe's, they'll bag it for you if you want to. But everything else, you know, they don't even have bags there. You have to buy the bags. And I almost think that I'm going to start buying the bags now and just throw all of my other bags around. I've always thought that. I've always known that. And finally, a little vindication. So, for everybody out there that thinks you're saving the environment by reusing grocery bags, you're perpetuating coronavirus and any other germs that may be on those bags. You need to go back to single-use plastic bags. In your house, it's okay to turn up the heat. You want to be above 48 degrees Fahrenheit, which most houses are going to be that way. But I wonder what it's like in China. I wonder what that would be like in China. Now, not to be, because, you know, you can't ever let a crisis go to waste, right? When we get back, we're going to talk about what the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats in this moment of perceived need. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see the specified rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Later on in the show, third hour, we're going to be joined by Steve Fisher. And Steve and I had a chat earlier today. And out of that chat, I have started carrying with me everywhere I go, whether it's just up the street or across town, a kit. Now, the one that I refer to is the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. And it's not because of any particular sign, except for the fact that it seems like I'm seeing less police presence. I don't know if that's what I'm actually seeing, if this is coincidental, whatever it is. In the event that something were to erupt around me, I'm going to be prepared. Not because I'm looking forward to doing anything, or, you know, bad, or, you know, I really don't want to do this, but or have any of this kind of stuff happen. But we'll talk more with Steve in the third hour when that time comes. Rahm Emanuel, of course, he's the guy that said you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. It was November of 2008 when Obama just won the presidential election in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. People often forget the second part of the former Obama chief of staff's famous quote, but it was actually even more telling. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. That's the full quote from Rambo. So as our nation is currently facing enormous and unprecedented disruptions due to the reactions of public health, Democrats are doing what Democrats do. which is to they're exploiting fear and temporary disruptions to fundamentally transform and ultimately destroy our nation. These are all things, by the way, that the House Democrats are proposing. None of this is going to come to fruition, but this is what they're proposing. And the reason they propose it, even when they know they can't win it, is because that's part of their little conditioning thing they do to get you used to the idea that this is going to happen. It's inevitable. They always want you to think it's going to happen. It is inevitable. Number one, they think it's a smoking hot idea to nationalize industries. New York mayor and failed humiliated presidential candidate Bill de Blasio cannot keep his own city streets clean, but he thinks it's a good idea for the government to step in and replicate Venezuela. He was on with Joy Reid, which I can't imagine. That's a special kind of torture all by itself. He said this is a case for a nationalization, literally a nationalization of crucial factories and industries that can produce the medical supplies to prepare this country for what we need. Although the joke's on you, Bill, because they're all overseas. Because we listened to the left. While major cities across the country choose to close public schools at the suggestion of the CDC in an effort to slow the spread of the disease, de Blasio dragged his feet for days and refused to do the same in New York. And while he fiddled and ignored his own responsibilities as mayor, he instead proposed to have the federal government take over entire segments of the medical supply systems because government ownership and control always make things more efficient or something. I'm not sure. Number two, universal government-controlled health care. This is where the AOCs and the Bernie Bros and all the leftist intellectuals everywhere, they seized upon this public health crisis to demand universal health care controlled by the federal government. Setting aside the fact that the left demands this if a person gets a splinter, let alone a worldwide pandemic, the demand for government-run health care in the face of COVID-19 makes no sense at all. The virus began in China and spread there like wildfire. China has government-controlled medical services, and they were miserably inept in controlling the virus. And then the other hotspot in the world, second highest place with the second most deaths and infections, is Italy, where they have, left-wing organizations consistently rank Italy as one of the best government-run healthcare systems in the world, and several positions higher than the United States, and by all accounts, Italy was caught flat-footed and entirely overwhelmed by COVID-19. So naturally, the Democrats want to replicate their stellar system here. And the fact is, the solution to COVID-19 will most likely come from private sector and the incredible private healthcare industry still supported and encouraged here in the last relatively free market economy left on the planet, as long as the Democrats aren't allowed to destroy it. gun ban. They want a gun ban. And not one instance of COVID-19 had appeared in Champaign, Illinois. But that didn't stop Mayor Deborah Frank Finan from declaring a coronavirus emergency, allowing her to ban the sale of guns. The executive order, which I don't know exactly how that works. I'm going to empower myself. I don't know how that works. The executive order gave the mayor tons of other extra constitutional powers, but the gun ban got a ton of attention. And it's ironic considering that one thing many Americans are thankful for is basic needs in our society become rationed and stretched thin as our ability to protect ourselves, our property, and our families. Even, like I said, in L.A., we saw lines out the door and around the block at the few gun stores that still exist in the state's already restrictive anti-gun atmosphere. Number four, they want to empty prisons. Representative Ayanna Pressley told MSNBC's Al Sharpton that she was advocating for a blanket commutation of sentences to release prisoners from incarceration in light of the COVID-19 dilemma. This pandemic, COVID-19, has certainly heightened and highlighted and exasperated every socio, racial, and political fault line in our country. And I'm just advocating to make sure that when we're talking about those who are most vulnerable, our low-income residents and citizens, those experiencing homelessness, our seniors, and we are also including the incarcerated men and women who are certainly among one of the most vulnerable populations. And given the crowding and overpopulating in our prisons for a confluence of other reasons, are an ecosystem and a petri dish for the spreading of this pandemic. course, she was joined by, Representatives Velasquez, Ocasio-Cortez, and Tlaib to lobby the Bureau of Prisons to use their full power and to communicate guidance on how we will contain and mitigate this epidemic behind the wall. She did not explain, of course, how convicted criminals would be safer from the virus when released to roam America's streets rather than the forced social distancing they're currently experiencing in their cells. And even more importantly, she didn't explain how the law-abiding innocent Americans would be safer with criminals prematurely released. Number five, they want to see a cease arresting and convicting criminals go into place. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner used the concern over the spread of COVID-19 to announce an enormous reduction in arrests for what he called low-level nonviolent crimes. We want to make sure the police are safe and don't have prolonged contact with people that have the virus. Taking one person back to the police station risks everyone at the station. They go into custody, they endanger other inmates in that great cruise ship that is a jail. And then they go to court. Let's add up all these initiatives so we can properly evaluate what Democrats would do if they had complete control over our country during this crisis. They'd release prisoners, ignore crime, ban private ownership of guns, seize control of private industries, and take over the medical industry. So, in other words, this would be Senator Bernie Sanders' agenda by committee. And, you know, we can face this. Despite Sanders' robust social inclinations, the Democrats' platform is inch closer to these proposals every year over the past several decades. And this crisis just allows them to show their true colors under the guise of an emergency. This is who they are. This is, and this is what they truly want to do. COVID-19 is just the latest crisis that these Democrats don't want to waste. So be warned. They see all kinds of things they can take control over and take away from you. All of it turning into freedom elimination, if you will. All of that. So, yeah. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.